Hello, beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord, and those who will soon be my beloved brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is Jeff Barley here again with you, and the Lord has given me a new message to read to you. I received this message yesterday morning, and then some again this morning. So I'll just begin to read it. Amos 3 through 8, and this is in the International Standard Version. Will a couple walk in unity without having met? Will a lion roar in the forest without having found its prey? Will a young lion cry from its den without having caught anything? Does a bird fall into a snare on the ground without any bait in the trap? Will a trap snap shut when there's nothing to catch? And when an alarm sounds in the city, the people will tremble, won't they? If there is trouble in a city, the Lord has brought it about, has he not? Truly, the Lord will do nothing he has mentioned without revealing his purposes to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord has spoken, who will not prophesy? And then this is what the Lord spoke to me. I tell you the truth. This passage of Scripture is being fulfilled before your very eyes. The couple has met, and the first and second beast walk in unity. The lion is roaring in the forest, and he is devouring his prey that he is paralyzed with fear. In his den, which is the earth. The eagle has taken the bait and has been caught by the snare that was set for it. Now the beasts will come for the blood and then burnt offering to their God. The alarms have sounded, but do the people in the cities fear and tremble before me? I am the one who will allow the destruction that will come to pass in the cities. The evil ones do nothing without my permission. I have told my prophets, seers, and watchmen about the destruction that is coming over and over and over again. But who is listening? Most have turned a deaf ear to me and put their fingers in their ears so that they cannot hear me anymore because they are weary of my warnings. I tell all that have done this, you will regret that you have not heeded my warnings. You will lose everything that you have owned. You will suffer starvation. You will be imprisoned. You will be persecuted, beaten, raped unto death, and then beheaded in the name of a foreign god. The lion of the tribe of Judah has roared. Only fools do not fear, but all shall fear me in the day of the Lord. The Lord Yahweh has spoken. My true prophetic messengers tell of the time of great trouble that lies ahead. All of those who prophesy but do not warn of the destruction and calamity that comes are not of me. All has been written, and all will come to pass. Open your eyes, you blind. I would give you sight if you would cry out to me. Unstop your ears and cry out to me, you who cannot hear. I will heal your deafness if you want to hear. My warnings to you will stop when that which was prophesied comes to pass, and they are ever closer to ending. Even now, some of what I have foretold is coming to pass, but all will be fulfilled just as I have said. People of America, do you not see what is befalling you even now? Are you so self-absorbed in your possessions and temporal wealth that you are deceived into thinking that all is still well in the land of plenty? I will burn all in my purifying fire, and some burns even now. California, the first stages of your judgment have come, but it will get much worse. The eyes of your enemies are upon you. You are the test to see how the great eagle shall be dealt with. All is not as it seems. Deception is the devil's strength, for he is the father of lies, and those who lie are his sons. The military men, both foreign and domestic, will not be used to gather up your corrupt leaders, for you have the ones that you deserve. Every leader that you have is of the evil one, and they will not imprison themselves. They are two sides of the same coin. They are all from the same source. Left and right merge into the wide road that leads to destruction behind the curtain of the New World Order beast system. They use the left and right to divide, distract, and then more easily conquer you. Don't fall for the lie that you can protect yourself with your earthly weapons. Only I can protect you. They will have each side warring against each other instead of your true enemy, Satan. America, he will dispose of your current king and then bring back your former king, the beast, who he will indwell just as I was one with the Father. He will speak of and offer peace, but the whole world will erupt even further into hatred, violence, and death. Brother will be against brother, father against child, children against parents, tribe against tribe, race against race, nation against nation, and the kingdoms of darkness will war in a frantic rage against the kingdom of light, but the light shall overcome. They will gather all of you up, O sons and daughters of Babylon. They will take you from your homes. They will incarcerate you and put you into FEMA camps and re-educate you and place the mark of the beast upon you unless you refuse it. If you do not deny my name, you will suffer the death of this life, but gain eternal life. California, I say to you, repent before your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, before the great shaking takes place. Part of your land will be thrown into the sea, and then the sea shall overtake the land, and all shall be destroyed. Nothing will stop this from happening, but you will be saved from a fate more times worse than this if you repent. Babylon, America, your coast will be judged first and harshest, but no part of you will be spared from the judgment that comes. Once the fiery kickoff event happens, the worst judgment follows. Only my holy, anointed, chosen remnant bride will be spared, for they have a mission to do for me, and they shall complete it in my name and do great exploits and the greatest works in all of the history of the world. You will stomp on lions and snakes. You will trample young lions and serpents by my blood and your testimony. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. It will not overcome you. You will only observe it with your eyes, and even though you won't want to, you will see how the wicked are paid back. I am the Lord, your refuge. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Because you chose the Most High as your dwelling place, no evil will befall you. The one who lives in the shelter of the Most High, who rests in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, "You are my refuge, my fortress, and my God, in whom I trust." And the Lord wanted to mention to me that you should all read all of Psalm 91. He's our only protection. You're not going to be able to protect yourself. I don't care how many guns you have. I don't care what kind of bunker you have. I don't care what kind of food, water. I don't care if you have a militia. I don't care. You're not going to be able to do it without him. The armies of this nation and the armies of the UN and the armies of Russia and China and their allies are coming against America. The only way you will be able to be prepared for it is to be hidden in the secret place of the Most High, underneath the shadow of his wings. Just read that whole psalm. Memorize it. It's awesome. I love you guys. I just want to let you know that everything that the Lord has said will come to pass, and it's coming to pass even now. Be ready.